This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, October 5th. God's word for you today is trust. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. And it says, trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. For the hand of God to be unleashed in your life and situation, desire, repent, yield, and trust. Trust God to do what He says He will do. Romans chapter 15, verse 13 says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. It is as you trust in Him. Imagine that the government of the United States of America gives you a check of $100,000. When you pay it in, will you be wondering if the check will clear? It has to clear, right? After the check clears, how will you walk up to the ATM? How will you pay for goods? When you take your family out to a restaurant and you get a bill of, say, $200, how will you bring out your card? Will you keep your fingers crossed, panic, or sweat? Will you say, try this card first? When you go out to eat with some people, they have like 3 or 4 cards they try out when it is time to pay the bill. But you will not do any of those things. You will simply bring out your card and give it to the waiter, plus give a good tip. And it is because you are confident that the bank balance is sorted. That is how we should deal with God. God wants us to trust Him totally and completely. Many people go to God begging, wishing, hoping. God says, come, just come. I love the scripture. The first time I read it decades ago, I really wrestled with it. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 to 15, which says, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of Him. This is so powerful. This is why in God's Favorite House, we pray according to the scriptures. We take a scripture, God's will, and we pray it through. That is why we are confident. Throughout the day, you trust God to do what He says He will do. Trusting God is not a one-off thing. Trusting God is like breathing for a Christian. Every second of every hour of every day, you are trusting Him. Do you know the average number of times a human being breathes in a day? 21,600 times on the average. Many of us are not even aware of this. We just keep breathing. Isn't God amazing and beautiful? And that is how being filled with the Holy Spirit should be. That is how being reliant on the Holy Spirit should be. Just like breathing. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, this is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me. And I am desperate for you. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.